Hello.
Hello?
Yes, Edgar.
Yes, Mr. President.
Did you talk to the governor?
Yes, I talked to
you
the governor. I got him all straightened out.
Now, you're going to use the Navy if they can do it, and if not, you're going to get the Marines. Is that right?
We're not going to get the Marines at all. What happened on that thing, they had told us down there at Meridian that this base outside of there was a Marine base. And then we made the request of the Defense Department for access to have those Marines assist in the search. Meantime, your noon press statement came out saying Marines were going to be used. Yeah. So the Defense Department, being sticklers for protocols, understood that to be an order for Marines, and therefore ordered Marines in from Camp Lejeune. I got in touch with him as soon as I got this word from Walter Jenkins about the concern of Governor Johnson. And the Defense Department said that they had read this statement of yours, and therefore they'd have to send the Marines in since you'd used the word Marines, unless it was countermanded. I said, I'll take the responsibility for countermanding it. They had one plane already in the air en route to Meridian with Marines from Camp Lejeune. I said, send that plane back to Camp Lejeune and keep the Marines at Camp Lejeune. What we want are our men, is manpower, and these Navy men that are at Meridian, we'll use them. So that was then straightened out, and that has been done. So we've got now 200 Navy personnel at the Navy base there, and then we've got our own men, and we've got the Mississippi Highway Patrol. I explained all that to the governor, and he's thoroughly satisfied with it. He said the National Guard was entirely available and would be subject to our call if we wanted them. I said we had given some thought to that this morning, and that very frankly, we felt that it would be better to use the local military people, the naval people there at Meridian, because the National Guard are all natives of the state, and it's not integrated, and the extremists of the Negro movement would begin to holler that we had brought the anti-Negro National Guard into this picture to make the search. I said they claimed the FBI is anti-Negro also, but I said in order not to add any more fuel to the fire, I said we decided to use the local naval personnel. And I said, they are the ones that are now going to be used. There are no Marines coming into Mississippi. The sailors will be under our direction. They're merely to make the search. He said that was fine. And I said, I'll see that in the future, if there's anything that develops that a statement's going to be made on that is of any significance, I'll call you or have our man down there be in touch with you so as to alert you so you'll be informed. He said that would be fine. He wanted us to still know that he wanted to extend full cooperation, etc. Then I called Stennis and explained the same thing to him, and he was thoroughly satisfied. He said they'd been after him to make some kind of a press statement, and I told him, I said, well, you can make a press statement to the effect that I have said, as I told Alan Dulles yesterday, and he could tell the governor, that the governor has been most cooperative, and the Mississippi Highway Patrol have been most helpful, and that they've been of great assistance in the progress we've made so far in this case. So Stennis said that was what he was going to say on TV this afternoon. So he's satisfied.
All right, now, I understood you told me this morning it was Marine personnel,
yes,
was it?
And we were told that, too.
Who told you that? Your local people are down there, or the defense people?
The defense people down there had told us that it was this Marine base outside of Meridian.
And what is it, a naval base?
It's a naval base, yes. And then when we got clearance up here to call on that to call on them for personnel, meantime your statement came out mentioning the word Marines. And they
that's what you told me.
Yes, that's what I told you. That's what I sent over in the memorandum. Yeah. And the Defense Department said since you had used the word Marines, then they would have to bring Marines in.
Well, we got it corrected with the press, so I think the thing we ought to say is that we were notified from local authorities that they had some personnel near Meridian at a naval installation.
Yes.
And there's we find that they're going to use Navy boys instead of Marine
boys,
because that's what they have there.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
All right. Okay.
Fine.
Bye.